What's going on, y'all? Jesus with Corpus Christi Originals Podcast. In this episode, we have Abel Osuna with the Local Influencers Podcast and Costa Bend Creator Con. Abel talks about a little bit about himself, about what he's working on, entrepreneurship, a bunch of different topics. He's an awesome guy, an awesome person behind all the stuff that he's doing for the city. And stay tuned to this podcast if this is something you want to hear. Thanks a lot. All right, we're going. All right, Abel, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. Like I was telling you before, I'm usually the one on the other end, so it's exciting.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you've been podcasting for, what, 7+ years or something like that?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I can't do math right now. I've been awake since 4. So, yeah, like 2014, I think. I used to have a podcasting deal with ABC Family or Freeform. I used to have a deal with them. And that's how I kind of got into it. But, yeah, I've been doing it for a very long time.
That's so awesome. ABC Family. That's big. It sounds big.
Yeah, it was. It was a good gig for a while. I got to like review TV shows, and then so I would get access to. They had like a special website, and you review like you watch TV shows before they come out, and so I would record my podcast, and then my podcast would come out the same day the TV show comes out. So I'd get an advanced screening of all their shows, and then I got to interview a bunch of like TV, like a bunch of the actors on the shows, like directors, writers, all that stuff.
That's so awesome. Was that like your day job or?
No, I did that all on the side. I've always had a full-time job.
Wow. What do you do?
I'm in retail management. I've been a retail manager since 2008.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Started from the bottom, huh?
Yeah. I've been through a lot.
Wow. That's tough. Yeah. So you were up since 4 in the morning, you said?
Yeah, so it's my birthday today. And,
yeah, happy birthday. I'm so sorry.
No, thanks. I woke up at 4 a.m. and I, because I knew that this week, the next couple of days, I'm going to be eating bad and drinking some alcohol. So I had to go to the gym. I went to the gym at 4 a.m. I slept like 4 hours because last night, this midnight, I had like a big announcement come out. And, then I had a meeting at 10 a.m. And so, yeah, I've been busy.
Yeah. Yeah. It seems I listened to some of your local influencers podcasts just to kind of get a feel for kind of who you are before we came on. So it sounds like you're really busy. You have a lot of stuff going on. I found out about the traveling library.
So I actually just departed ways with them. Mm-hmm. But they are actually doing great things. So, yeah, the Traveling Library is like a local nonprofit, and they are hoping to raise literacy rates for people, like kids in the Coastal Bend, kids that they're trying to give books to kids that don't have access to books. It's like right. In low-income zip code. So I, unfortunately, because of my new venture, I had to kind of separate ways just because I have way too much on my plate.
Right. So what's your current venture?
So we just announced today on my birthday So we are creating our very first convention here in town called Coastal Bend Creator Con. Mm-hmm. And I just announced the entire team that's behind it. There's 14 of us and we're all creators of all kinds. So we have podcasters, bloggers, stylists, brand owners, content creators of all kinds. And we're all 14 of us are coming up and we're hosting our very first convention in summer of 2023. And it's going to be a convention at the, I guess I shouldn't say yet. Almost did. It's going to be a convention, summer 2023, and we're going to have like just different creators, speakers. We're going to have panels, like how to start a TikTok and how to do YouTube. We're going to have musicians, talk about their art forms. And then we're going to have a bunch of vendors and stuff. So yeah, we just announced the team today on my birthday. So.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah, I saw that list. There's a lot of people on there. So why? What's the reason behind the Creator Con?
So I lived in Houston. I also travel quite a bit. So I've been to conventions like in LA and Houston. They have lots of conventions. I know that we have like Corpus Christi Comic Con. We also have like an expo here. Those are kind of like pop culture fan, like fandom kind of related things, and those are cool. Like I love those things, but I feel like the coastal Bend, we are like 3 or 4 years behind like the larger cities, and I feel like it's about time that we have something here. Like why, there's a VidCon and there's all these cons in LA and stuff, and why not the coastal Bend, And so creating in general is very important to me. I'm a very creative person, so I have like 4 books published. I'm writing 2 right now. I have, I don't know, I think like 6 podcasts maybe. I don't know. At this point, I lost track of how many podcasts
Last
I
track.
do. I lost some track about how many podcasts I do. And so creating of all kinds is important to me, and I appreciate other, I like being around creatives. And so it was important to me that the Coastal Bend Creator Con, it was like a, the whole idea of it is it's a convention created by creators for creators. And so also we're gonna, our vendors will be highlighting small business owners here locally who are like our main vendors are gonna be.
Wow, that's awesome. It's kind of a selfless thing, I think, to be able to share your craft, you know what I mean? Share what you know with other people. That's pretty cool what you're doing. I really like that.
Yeah, for sure. I always say like I if someone doesn't, if you ask someone a question and they're afraid to give you the answer, afraid to give you like their trade secrets or whatever, you're probably not around the right person, because usually people want the others around them to succeed. And so if you like that saying is, if you're the smartest person in the room, you need to find another room to get in, you know? And so being in this group of people that I've become friends with because of the Local Influencers podcast, some of them I've been friends with a lot of my life, but like probably more than half are probably people that I've interviewed or are going to be on the podcast. And so I pick their brains about things. And so I always just am like challenging myself and sharing my knowledge with whatever in any way I can. So yeah, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Wow, man, that's good advice. Real good advice. Just keep growing, man. So you write, you have several books out. How often do you write?
My editor would probably like to hear, she'd probably like to hear that I write daily. But I write like whenever I feel like
How
it. I
long have you
push
been doing
back.
it?
I've been, my first book was published 2000 and I'm trying to think, like 2015, I think my first book was published. But I wrote that book the time, like it was published 2015, but I started, it took me about 2 years to write that first book. And then my second, third book, I knocked them out within like 6 months of each other. My fourth book took about a year or two to write, and now I'm going on a year, a little over a year for my fifth book, and I'm coming around the corner to wrapping that one up, kind of. If my editor listens to this, I'm almost done.
Wow, that's no small task, man. Not at
It's,
all.
yeah, it's a lot of work, especially like when I keep on pushing like a deadline back. I'm like, sorry, it's not gonna happen.
Wow. So you're pretty busy with that. You got other stuff. So, can you run me through a typical day that you have with all the things you have going on?
So yeah, I am in retail management, so like that's 40 hours a week. Just right now I'm mainly working mornings, but retail, anybody in retail knows that our shifts can vary, So really I either wake up really early, or there's some days that I'm awake very early, like around 4 a.m. and then I'm work I go to work, get to work 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning. I work till 4, and then I start recording at 5, and there's days I record like four podcasts in one night, and I'm done by like 9, close to midnight probably, and then I edit and upload everything myself. So I go to bed like at 1 a.m. So like 4 to 1 a.m. That's probably when I'm in like my hardcore recording, because I do a lot of bulk recording, especially for the local influencers. I record those like 3 months in advance. And so when I'm recording the local influencers, that's whenever it's really tough for me, because I'm like up from probably 4 or 5 in the morning to about probably 12 or 1 a.m. And that lasts about a week. And then after that, it's usually like 5 in the morning to about close to midnight.
Wow. Yeah. So why do you do that to yourself?
I'm toxic. I'm toxic. And it's funny because my friends will be like, I have an idea. And I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Like where there's a project for another podcast that's like kind of in the works, kind of not really. And it's just like something that we're playing with. So it's just like, I don't know, man. And the crazy thing is I have horrible anxiety. And so like whenever I want to do something, like I want to get it done now. I'm like, I need to do everything now. Like with Coastal Bend CreatorCon, it was funny because I just sent all these people an Instagram message. I'm like, hey, I have this idea, blah, blah, blah. I was like in the middle of the night. I was like, this is the logo. This is what my idea is. And everyone's like, yeah. I'm like, what? Y'all are for real? And here you are about to sign a contract to get an official date in a couple of weeks. So
awesome, man. That's awesome. That's making things happen. And it's like entrepreneurs, we never run out of ideas. Like we're always full of ideas. And it's just like, we got to get it going. And that's awesome that you're doing that stuff. You're making it happen. That's so awesome. So you have a network, of podcasts, man. That's so awesome. So how do you, on those days that are rough, how do you keep yourself from quitting?
I have a people that were like, that kind of like, kind of are relying or like accountability partners, you know, like on some podcasts, I have people that like co-hosts that like if we book a day, we're like, hey, we're going to record this day at this time. They block their time out in the calendar. And I, even though I'm like exhausted, I can't bail on them because they've already kind of blocked their calendar out, you know. Also, the listeners, growing list, like listenership's growing across all of my podcasts big time lately. Nice. And the listeners, you know, if you're not consistent with your content, you'll lose them. And so my listeners this week will be disappointed because like my other podcasts were taking a week off because it's my birthday. I'm like, I'm not recording this week. Right. And so I don't record on weeks of my birth, like celebrations. I don't record on those weeks. I take time off for myself when I need to. But yeah, man, it's just like being held accountable. Like I also, like I told you, I have anxiety. So I feel like if I'm not doing something or if I'm not doing it, I'm letting people down, letting myself down.
Right.
And yeah, it's not my, my goal is to just like keep on going. I always want more. Like, what can I do? What can I do to get more? I'm not ever satisfied.
Yeah. So do you think that plays into like you being anxious a lot or?
Oh yeah. My mental health is crazy. I have two therapists. I told you I'm toxic. I have two therapists. therapy really helps me personally. It does help me a lot, but it's just, I'm naturally an anxious person. And, but it's like weird because I have like the anxiety where if I'm not doing anything, I feel like I could be doing something. But then if I'm doing something, like the other day, I went to watch the new Batman movie. And I loved it. It was so good, but I felt like it was so long that I started getting anxious because I'm like, I don't have time for 3 hours or to do nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so like, I like get anxious because I want to rest, but then when I'm resting, I get anxious because I should be doing something.
Wow, man. That's tough. That's really tough.
So I just don't sleep.
So like, you can't just chill out and rest for a day. Like, you'll get anxious because of that.
Even when I'm like laying down in bed, like last night I was laying in bed to like almost midnight. I was so excited because midnight was like my first of all second birthday. And I'm not really one to celebrate birthdays that much, but it was like special to me because we're announcing the team for Coastal Bend CreatorCon. I knew I had this meeting this morning that was very important. And even like last night, I was like, okay, turn Netflix off. I laid in bed and then I started editing all my photos. I've had all these photos sitting on my phone for a long time. And my friend's like, don't forget, like you have to, and that's another thing is like creating like an influence, like content, you know, like this is my second year in a row being nominated on the Benz, like the locals list.
Wow.
And so like pushing out content and my friends are like, don't forget like all those photos we took, like you have to upload them, you have to edit them. And I'm like, and so like even in bed, I'm just like, editing pictures and getting like scheduling my content and
yeah for sure
I can never rest. I'm hoping I could take a nap after this, but I seriously doubt it.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I get like that sometimes. I have so many projects and I'll get anxiety. I'll get anxious and I'm like, oh. And then,
yeah, for sure.
I just got to slow down and just chill out. Take a breather, you know.
I wish I could do that. Like, I don't know, man.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at it. Like, I was cutting it like close today. I'm like, all right. Like, I went to lunch with my brother. I'm like, all right. I got to run to Target. I forgot to get a cell phone because I got a hotel room just because I live out, like, further from where my event is tonight. So I'm like, I'm going to get a hotel room close by. So I don't have to worry about drinking and driving.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I got to run to Target. I got to do this. And it was like 3:20. And I'm like, oh, okay. I should probably start heading back to the hotel. I'm like, and...
Yeah, so, that's how I am. Like, I lose track of time. Like, oh, shoot. I only have a little bit of time to do this. Yeah. I'm like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've got up at 4. I'm like, oh, man, my meeting's not till 10. Dude, I have plenty of time at work out. I can do all the things. And then by the time I know, I'm like rushing downtown.
Like 10 minutes till you're like, oh, shoot, that had time.
Yeah, that's me.
Awesome, awesome. Let me see. So. Oh, you mentioned in a podcast, you feel like everybody has a story in them.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you believe that?
I think everyone has a story to tell, whether they tell that or not, as far as like writing or not, or expressing it or not, that's up to every person. But everyone lives a life. Like, we all live a life, day-to-day things. We go through... Sometimes it's very mundane. It's very like routine, but everyone has something happening in their life or something that has happened or something that has changed their perspective on life or perspective on something. And so I just feel like everyone does have a story to tell. And again, whether they met that manifests into something else, of storytelling of some kind. And, you know, my storytelling just happens to be writing, and podcasting is my outlet.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Yeah, I really don't read, like, I like audiobooks rather than actually reading
the book. I do that too.
Yeah, you do that too?
I don't read books. I listen to audiobooks because I'm on the go so much. I have, like, I'm just, I do listen to a lot of audiobooks, so.
Yeah. What are you listening to now?
Right now, I'm actually listening to, I can tell you, man, I have it pulled up here. I was just at Barnes & Noble working on some stuff. And I'm listening to, it's a book called Shadow of Night.
Mm.
It's like, so, I like a lot of fantasy books.
Cool.
It's mainly what I write.
Yeah. You had four books on Amazon, and two of them were like, I don't know. Would you say that they're like, it could be like a situation that happens in somebody's life, and the other two were like more fantasy or no?
They're both. All my books are fantasy, but I do take aspects from my life, or like in one of my first books, the town that it's based on is called Midway. And I base that kind of on my life because I went to Tulsa Midway High School.
Okay.
And Tulsa Midway my whole life, basically. And so I was thinking of, like, you know, small southern town. And I was like, oh, well, yeah. Where I live is very small. Everyone knows each other. And so I named it Midway. I didn't name like the book Midway, but like the town the things are based on is Midway. And so I take like certain aspects of my life, and then certain, like, I get influenced by, like, because of all the books I read, like, if I listen to a book or something, I'm always like, well, what happened to that character? Or, like, I always wonder, I'm always like interested in the side characters. And so I'm like, well, if I don't know what's going to happen with them, like, I'll write my own book and I'll tell them, you know, and I pull aspects of books, and I'm like, I'll write their own ending for myself.
Wow, kind of add man.
Things to it. Yeah.
That's like imagination. Like, that's what I was saying. That's no small task. I could do like books, but not fantasy, because I don't know. I just don't have the experience with it more. The books that I read are like informational.
Yeah, I listen to those every now and then, but fantasy is fun to write because, like, I'll catch myself, like, when I'm in the zone.
Wow.
It's weird, but, like, if you're a writer, you probably know, like, I'll be typing and, like, these words are just coming out and they're just, like, I can see it all happening in my head. And there's times, like, I'm laughing at like stuff that the characters in my book that I'm writing, you know what I mean? But to me, in my head, I'm visualizing it like a movie, kind of. Like I visualize it and I see these characters in my head. And so when I see them and I can hear their voices, and like I hear their voices and I hear them talking to each other, like teasing each other, I start laughing as I'm typing. Or when I killed someone off, I was like very, very, very devastated. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
It's like they're real to you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very weird, though. I don't know. It's very, you're saying it out loud, it's very weird.
Just to be able to put it on the page, it's something to me, because you got to have the words and you got to know how to write sentences. And I don't know. You know what I mean? It's very difficult. So how do you edit it yourself? Or, well, you had an editor, right? You said?
Yeah. So, yeah. she hates me. So I have been working with the same editor for my last three books. My first editor didn't work out. But my editor now, I've been working with her for the last three books that I have. And so what I do basically is I just like will write like just a rough draft, like very, very rough. Like sometimes, like if I can't think of like a, like say my characters are going to a restaurant, and I can't think of a name for a restaurant, like made up, I'm just like type restaurant name here and I keep going. and I'll put it like in bold letters or something so I see it. And then I go through and I'll reread it myself and I'll fix things on my own. Then I send it to her and we just go back and forth probably like two or three times. And then it's done. It's pretty simple. Well, I say that, but it's not very simple. But and then there's some things that like my editor will make suggestions on and I'm like, I don't like it. Like I hate her suggestion sometimes, but she's usually right, you know?
I was going to ask you. So like, did they ever change the story? Do they ever ask you to change the story? Or do you like
not the story, but the way the story is told is changed usually.
Interesting. So not like plot twists and all that other stuff.
Cause I like a good cliffhanger and my editor hates them. And so she's like, every time I'm going to leave a cliffhanger, she's like, she pushes back a little bit, but I explain myself and then she's like, okay. But so we kind of bumped back and forth, but that's why I knew that she was the right person, because she wasn't afraid to talk like back to me, you know? Cool. And I'm a leader, like, because I've been in management for so long, I just have like a natural leadership kind of, just like one of my skills being a leader. And so like I'm naturally assertive. I'm naturally like, this is the way I want it, and it's the way it gets done. And so I like that she like pushed back on me. She's not afraid to, like, that's her job. You know, I'm paying her to literally tell me that I suck. So
yeah, for real, man, that's awesome. So did you find her like online, or how do you do?
Yeah, actually, I found my whole team online, because I have a book. I have a book cover designer, and then he's designed all my books. And then I have a formatter, so the person that actually gets like the print and like the type of print, everything to fit in the book, and then my editor. So they've all been, my formatter and my cover artists have been working with me since my very first book, and they're both based in different countries. One of them's actually based out of Ukraine, but he just moved to Poland. And then the other one is based out of Australia. And then my formatter is in the, I'm sorry, my editor is in the UK. And so we're all in different time zones. And so that's kind of hard, but
So
I met them online and we've had this relationship and it works.
Yeah. Do you self-publish it? I guess once.
Yes. I own a publishing company. Yeah.
Wow. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
What's the name of the company?
It's just AOIV Publishing. It's my initials. And so I own. So like if anyone, someone looked it up, they'd find my publishing company. It's very, I don't know, it's very weird being on the, like I told you, I'm very used to being assertive. So being on this side of it, like you asking me the questions, like it's very weird. I feel like I'm bragging about myself or not.
It's just
sharing.
Not at all.
When you Google my name, there quite a bit pops up.
Yeah.
It's awesome, like, man, this man does a lot.
Nah, I don't feel like you're bragging. Just, I mean, it's cool. This is what I want. I want for people to talk about themselves. You know what I mean? People in the city that have different experiences, and that's kind of like your podcast. You know what I mean? Local influencers. It's just it's kind of like that. You know what I mean? You share your stuff, what's going on, and sometimes it's people like you that are never behind the on the other side. You know. that yeah. that need to hear your story, because you got a lot of stuff going on, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, how does he do it? You know what I mean? Because I got stuff going on too. And sometimes, you know, it's just somebody to relate to. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You know, you can relate to somebody that has ideas and wants to get stuff done. And it's like, it's cool to be able to talk to people that you can relate to and even listen to, you know. So don't feel like you're bragging. I mean, you're good.
Yeah, it's people, just whenever
it's like you said, people have a story to tell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is one of the ways to get that out there, podcasting, having a conversation, you know what I mean? Because especially when you have a conversation, people can just listen in. It's like a fly on the wall, you know? People are just listening into the conversation, and I think that it'll help, you know, creators and people like us. So you went to Toloso Midway.
Yeah.
My whole elementary, life, middle school, and high school?
Yes.
Awesome, man.
Elementary, I was there like in second grade or something. So basically, yeah, my whole life.
Nice.
So I grew up with the same people from when I was young till we graduated.
So you still know that? You still talk to them now?
Yeah, actually, a lot of them. We were very close, a lot of us. And then my very, very best friend, her and I have been friends since we were in sixth grade. Mm-hmm. So like we were, I don't know, how old are you in sixth grade? Like 11 or 12, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we've been friends for over 20 years. Awesome. And then I have another friend who's actually on the team for Close to Ben CreatorCon. We've been friends since we were very young kids. We grew up in the same neighborhood together.
Wow. Yeah. It's amazing to have lifelong friends like that. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, man. I have a handful. I'm lucky. Not a lot of people do. Wow.
Yeah, very well. That's kind of sometimes it's all you need. Like, you don't really need a lot. I mean, just those few will help bring you up. That's what I mean. Yeah. It's kind of hard to keep up with all of them if you do have a lot, you know. So,
yeah,
it's all good. Did you go to college or?
I did, and I dropped out multiple times. I hated college.
Why'd you hate it so much?
Because I have like a certain problem. Like I don't like people to tell me what to do. That's why I am a leader. Like I, like a professor telling me like I have to be in class or I can't, or you know, I'm like, no, I'm paying you. I don't have to be here if I don't want to be here today. You know, and I just have a problem with like authority. Like if someone tells me to do something, I will purposely do whatever it takes not to do it. Except my editor, if she's listening, I do whatever she says. But everyone else knows me by now. Usually, if someone tells me to do something, I will do everything but do it. I hate being told what to do, but I love to tell people what to do.
Yeah, no,
toxic. That's awesome. I'm telling you, red flag.
What's your definition of toxic?
Me. Red flags. I think just probably just, I don't know, man. Just, I think everybody probably has a little toxicity in them, but I embrace mine. I embrace it. 'Cause also, I joke around and say I'm toxic, I do put others before me, like a lot, like anyone on my team will tell you, team being like the CrossFit CreatorCon, our meetings are very much a collaborative. Like I send out an agenda for every meeting, and every single topic has at the very end, before we move on to the next topic, has a roundtable discussion. And so we discuss every single thing. I don't make any decisions without a majority, you know, agreeing. I want people to disagree with me. And, you know, I do like that. That's why I like my editor, because she tells me, like, you suck. And I like when my team is like, well, Abel, like, let's try it like this. But I have to be the one in control. Like, it's just like a control thing for me. Like, at the end of the day, in the back of my mind, I know that I could do things without anybody if I needed to, but I don't do that. It's just, if somebody tells me, Abel, you got to do this, I'm like, the hell I do.
Yeah, no, that's really a really good leadership quality, I believe. Like, you know, listening to the opinion of others, especially those that are on your team, instead of just saying you do this without question. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like teachers should be the best students.
Right on. Yep, that makes a good leader, I think. So that roundtable, that's your what's that part of, like, your organization or
Yeah, so the roundtable. So like, It's the for the convention, every meeting, like we have a set, like this last, like yesterday's meeting, we had nine topics. And at the end of every topic, we have a round table. So it's just like a discussion before we move on to the next topic where we all like finalize, like, okay, we all agree, we all are on the same page, let's move on. And so that's the time for everyone to kind of voice their opinion. Cause I'll go through the agenda and I'll say, like, hey, this is what's going on, this. And then we'll get to the round table part of that section. Everyone just tells me, like, well, what if we did this, able try this, or reach out to this person, or and then we all agree and we move on to the next topic. And so just that's the kind of round table discussion. I get everyone's input.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's pretty cool. And that's for, I keep forgetting the name.
Coastal Bend Creator Con. That's cool. And we just announced today, so
Awesome, man. I can't wait to see how it comes out. So, do you have a place in mind where you're all gonna have it, or? Yeah. All right. Awesome. Cool.
yeah,
Awesome.
yeah, man, it's gonna be big.
All right, man. That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I was listening another thing. I don't know. Let me change gears, I guess, here. You were talking about pricing your books or pricing a pricing something, right? So a lot of times people don't understand how, because I sell stuff, right? And sometimes it's like people want it to be a certain price, but when you create it and you make it, you feel like it's a certain price. So it's like, how do you know what a fair price is? Like, say you're selling your books or something like that. How do you think about that?
I think I've always said, like, my friends and family, they're the ones that are going to pay the full price, like, because they should be your biggest supporter. So friends and family shouldn't be hitting you up with that friends and family discount, because they should be your biggest supporters. And if they're asking for a discount, you should probably look at them twice. And then I also feel that as a creator of content in general, no one knows how much work goes on behind the scenes. No one knows that I'm, like I said, I'm in bed until 1 a.m. editing a photo because I have to create content for all my social media pages. And that's what I signed up for, right? So that's what I do. I don't complain about it. But if I put a price out there and they don't like it, well, it's not meant to be for them. And for the people that it is meant to be for, it's going to find them and they're going to pay it because they know my value. And if they don't value me, well, then maybe at this time it's just not for you.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I really
Yeah.
like that. If it's
It's
not
kind of
form, it's
like,
not form.
yeah, it's not for them at this time. Maybe later it'll be for them, but at this time, this is what I think I'm worth, and this is my work is worth. And if you don't see that, well then, you can go and, I don't know, do something
Yeah,
else with your time.
do something else. Yeah, that's awesome. Ah, man, I had something else in mind. I forgot what I was gonna ask you. Do you? I forgot. Do you have anything you want to share?
No, just I do have a lot going on. We have the Coastal Bend Creator Con, so it's going to be a convention. It's not going to be just for creators. It's going to be for all types of like families, and we're going to have just we have this. It's going to be panels of people. We're going to have vendors, people to shop. In the evening, we're going to have a block party outside of the location. I can't say where yet,
Nice.
but we'll have like a little block party with some food trucks and a DJ. And so we're going to have vendors and stuff for people to shop and just have a good time. And then, like I said, we'll have those panels for people to learn how to do like TikTok and how to do you start YouTube, how to start influence. And yeah, it's just that's my biggest thing right now that I'm focused on, other than my podcast. Like I do have quite a few of them. I've shelved a couple of them, not permanently, but for now because of time constraints, I've kind of prioritized my time and other things. And so but yeah, that's kind of it. Like I said, Coastal Van Creator Con is happening in 2023, so summer of 2023 it is happening. The next few weeks we'll have a date, and we'll be able to announce the location once the I sign the dotted line. Right now it's pending, so yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But I appreciate you having me on, and whenever I saw you reach out to me and like the podcast, I love when other people are like locally doing their own thing and like trying to just better our city with their own creativity. So
awesome. You're welcome. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, y'all. Well, it's good. I guess we'll wrap it up here. Thank you for coming on. I really appreciate you sharing what you're sharing.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you soon. Thank you. All right, you guys, that was Abel Ozuna with the Local Influencers Podcast and Coastal Bend Creator Con. Thanks for listening. Check out the merch store, CorpusChristiOriginals.com. I'll leave the link to Abel and his event that's going to be happening in the show notes. And thanks a lot for listening, you guys. Stay tuned for some more episodes. Bye.